Kovan Public API guidelines revised makes real-time vaccine slot notification sites redundant. Healthify Me launches real-time COVID-19 vaccination slot finder with WhatsApp notifications for when slots open up. Battlegrounds Mobile India says parents' consent needed for under 18 players on PUBG Mobile, India's new avatar. Twitter adds tip jars to help creators, journalists, non-profits monetize content. Google Play app listings to have Apple's App Store-like privacy label starting next year. Spotify CEO Daniel Ek plans to buy Arsenal Football Club. The Indian government has issued new COVID API guidelines that make all websites, apps, tool and Telegram groups that were providing real-time data on the availability of COVID-19 vaccine slots redundant. These notifier sites help citizens get notification for available slots instead of constantly having to refresh the COVID portal to look for slots. Coders across the country had taken advantage of public APIs offered by the government to help with a vaccination slot appointment. However, the new guidelines say that the appointment availability data is cached and may be up to 30 minutes old. The guidelines for the publicly available COVID APIs were revised recently on May 5th, making them redundant for all those websites that were using them to notify their subscribers of vaccine slots availability in real time. Health tech startup Healthify Me has launched a new platform called VaccinateMe.in. This platform uses COVID APIs to help people find available vaccination slots nearby in real time. The platform comes with various filters that let you categorize your search. For instance, search for vaccine slots for 18 plus category, search for vaccine slots for 45 plus category, search for Covishield or Covaxin, and so on. The site can be accessed from both computers and mobile phones, although Healthify Me recommends the latter. Battlegrounds Mobile India has been announced as the Indian version of PUBG Mobile, and it comes with some new privacy policy criterion. South Korean publisher Krafton has stated that players under 18 years of age will need to share a parent or guardian's phone number to be able to play the game. This is probably one of the several changes the company had to incorporate to make Battlegrounds Mobile India available to the Indian audience. As of now, the developers have not shared a release date for the game. To recall, PUBG Mobile was banned in India along with 117 other apps back in September 2020. And since then, Krafton has been making efforts to re-release the game in the Indian market. Twitter on Thursday began letting some users add virtual tip jars to accounts so people can support their tweets by tossing in money. A limited number of users around the world who tweet in English can add a tip jar feature to their profiles, according to Twitter's senior product manager Esther Crawford. The group included creators, journalists, experts, and nonprofits. Crawford wrote in a blog post, "You drive the conversation on Twitter, and we want to make it easier for you to support each other beyond follows, retweets, and likes. This is a first step in our work to create new ways for people to receive and show support on Twitter with money. A tip jar icon on a profile page indicates an option to be taken to services such as Patreon, PayPal, or Venmo to send money to a creator," according to Crawford. "Twitter does not take any cut of tips," she said. Soon, more people will be able to add tip jar to their profile and will expand to more languages, Crawford said. Google has announced that soon it will be mandatory for all apps to announce how they use the user's data in order to provide transparency with reference to their privacy. For this, the Google Play Store will have a safety section where developers will have to list all the information about what user data is collected by their apps and how that data is handled. The move comes a few months after Apple announced privacy labels to bring more transparency on the type of data collection each app in the App Store engages in. Spotify's billionaire CEO Daniel Ek, who revolutionized on-demand music listening for millions of people, is a resilient entrepreneur from a Swedish working-class suburb who now hopes to bring his business acumen to the beautiful game. The 38-year-old, known for his no-nonsense attitude, has offered to buy Premier League club Arsenal amid supporter backlash against unpopular American owner Stan Kroenke. EK co-founded Spotify with Martin Lorenzon in 2006, and the company, which made its debut on the New York Stock Exchange in 2018, now has a market capitalization of US$56 billion.